welcome to the Honorable Cynthia McKinney for coming here to Washington and going around the country to speak about what she's seen and to help us comprehend and understand the reality around us.
Because I was so outraged. I was so outraged that our president would launch yet another illegal, unconstitutional, immoral war. And so I also knew that my government was lying. I knew again, yes, that's right. And I knew also that the press were lying. After all, in this country, we've got at least one court decision that says it's okay for the press to knowingly lie to the American people and to the international community. But not only that, we know from just a few years ago with Iraq, that 935 times not only were we lied to by our president, vice president, and Condoleezza Rice, but the press readily, zealously printed all of those lies. And since I'm a student of the counterintelligence program, I know that it didn't start with the Iraq War. It started a long time ago. And the demonization, the targeting, our own FBI said that they wanted to neutralize certain leaders who dared to dissent. And while I'm here, I'm staying at the home of John Judge, who has dedicated his life to understanding the nature of political assassinations that have taken place in our country. And so we know that we have had silent coups at the end of snipers' bullets that have killed our leaders who dared to dissent. So faced with all of that, and Brother Akbar has the ability to put the historical context together that is so vitally important. Black America has been extremely supportive of our president,
yes,
but not in this case. A line has been drawn in the sand with respect to our president bombing Africa. And Libya in particular, because of the history of support when the United States was supporting apartheid in Africa on the African continent, it was the people of Libya and the leadership of Muammar Gaddafi who were fighting to eradicate apartheid. And for those blacks and people of color inside this country who were fighting to eradicate American-style apartheid, the people of Libya and Muammar Gaddafi were supportive as well. Now, I don't know that history, but Brother Akbar knows that history very well. And that is part of the reason why Black America has drawn this line in the sand, because this is something that is a historical relationship that has context that Brother Obama, that our President Obama has stepped across. He has crossed over the threshold. I have been blessed to be able to travel all over the world. And as I have traveled, at one point I was extremely proud of the fact that Black people in the United States, all over the world, have a moral authority because everyone all over the world understands the plight that we have struggled, against and that we continue to have to struggle against. But unfortunately now, the policies of the Bush administration have been enunciated and implemented by Black faces.
Right.
From Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, and now we have a continuation of those policies through the office of President Obama. So I am directly impacted negatively by the actions of these Black people who have decided that they would cast their lot with warmongers, war criminals, and people who peddle in death and destruction. So I decided that as a responsible and conscious Black person, that I wanted my voice heard against what these other people were enunciating. And at the same time, I also just am sick and tired of war. I want better for my country. I want my country to be the beacon of hope that people think it is or used to think that it was. And I want, and I know that the American people deserve more than what they're getting now. So I decided that I would take a delegation of investigative journalists that I knew from across the country to go to Libya so that they could tell the American people the truth. That's all we were interested in, was the truth. Wherever the truth is, then we would let the chips fall where they may. But there was a problem. I needed to finance the delegation. And I didn't have any money. So I went to a friend, and he loaned me the money to take Wayne and Randy and Josh, who's behind the camera there, and other journalists from across the country, and my lawyer from Atlanta. We all went there because of my friend who loaned me the money, and I promised that I'd pay him back. The problem was that I didn't have the means to pay him back. And so I started asking people after we went there and our reports began to circulate and they went viral. Most of the video that you see is the video that Josh shot that you see on the internet. And some of that is in the video that you will see here. But also what you will see here is video that was given to us by individuals who were able to get their hands on it from Libya's NATO allies who have a penchant for recording their crimes on their cell phones. So when I was appealing for how was I going to pay my friend back, actually answered the call and put together this series of this tour, this series of events, so that we could raise money from interested people so that people who appreciate having the information. There's so much more, but I want to make sure that we have time for question and answer afterwards. So maybe I'll tell one story that I've told. I thought Randy was going to talk a little bit more about the targeting of blacks. Blacks, Libyans of darker skin, now approximately 50% of Libya looks like me. And so you can imagine what a cataclysm could befall the country if people who look like me are being attacked by people who look like Gaddafi, you know, of that skin color. So you've got a country now that's being divided along skin color in Africa. I mean, it's a conundrum. It doesn't even make sense. But this is the kind of thing that happens, and so now people who look like me walk the streets in fear. And many of them left because they were afraid. One soldier who was in the eastern part of the country was targeted for the color of his skin. The NATO allies, Libyan NATO allies, which are called the rebels, used his cell phone, called his family, and told them to watch Al Jazeera because they were going to see what they did to their loved one. And when they watched Al Jazeera, they saw their loved one, their family member, tortured and hanged. And actually, I think that image went around the world of the soldier who was hanged. Well, I visited his family. I went to his home. I met his mother and his brothers who spoke to the rebels and pleaded with the rebels to not do any harm to him because he was a Libyan. The rebels were accusing him of being an African mercenary. The other thing I would say, the name I did not call, the first person who mentioned the word mercenary, to my knowledge, was Susan Rice, who is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, in her remarks at the passage of the UN Security Council resolution. So you could say that our country is responsible for introducing this Willie Horton type of politics onto the African continent, which is a shameful and it's very sad. So are we gonna
see the video? Or do you wanna, I think we should ask Jamil to come up.
Okay.
And do the Q&A. You wanna come up? And if Andrew, if you could tell Liz that Jamil can speak, because this is an important message.